Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Gratitude Gems Meditation Series. Week 2 of January is commitment. So if you are able to do so safely, sit back. Rest comfortably in your chair. Be seated with your back straight. Feet flat on the floor. Resting your hands comfortably in your lap. Gently close your eyes. Rest in this moment. Begin to feel a wave of relaxation coming over your body, starting from your head, feeling a wave of relaxation, relaxing your face, relaxing your eyelids, your jaw. Allow that wave of relaxation to continue down through your neck, relaxing your shoulders, feeling your shoulders slowly drift further towards the floor, relaxing. Allowing the wave of relaxation to continue down the arms, past the biceps and the elbow, all the way down to your fingertips, feeling relaxed. Allow the wave of relaxation to continue down your torso, beyond your chest, your abdomen, relaxing your internal organs, your lungs, your heart, your stomach, relaxing now, allowing the wave of relaxation to continue through your lower back, your hips, relaxing those lower back muscles, continuing to relax your legs, your upper legs, the wave of relaxation continuing down beyond your knees to your calves and lower legs. All becoming relaxed, allowing that wave of relaxation to continue down beyond your feet. Being grateful for all the relaxation. Throughout your entire body. As we continue to relax, we relax our mind, releasing any thoughts that come to mind, letting them drift by like a cloud, passing by on a sunny day, knowing that we can return to those thoughts after this time of meditation, this time of deeper communion with our soul. Yes, grateful for this time of self-reflection, meditation, this time with deeper understanding with commitment in our life. So as we bring our attention out of our mind and our thinking nature, We drop it onto our heart center, that place where loving gratitude resides. As we feel our heart center now, we bring to mind someone in which we are grateful for. Perhaps that brings a smile onto your face. We now send the feelings of love and gratitude. We allow those feelings to grow and expand within our heart. We see and feel those feelings of gratitude expand, filling our chest, filling our entire body with loving gratitude. We feel these feelings course throughout our arteries and veins with every beat of our heart. Blessing every muscle, every fiber, every tissue of our being with a grateful energy. Yes, we allow and feel those feelings of gratitude to expand, filling the room in which we are, filling our homes, blessing all the occupants that reside there. Yes, we are powerful gratitude radiators. As we radiate out gratitude to fill our neighborhood, our city, our state, as we beam our loving gratitude around our country and our world. For our world is a better place as we live in gratitude. And for this, we are grateful. So bring to mind a goal, a heart's desire, something you wish to achieve in your life. Goals come in many forms, from big life goals, what you want to be when you grow up, whatever age you are. Goals can be down to a small to-do list. I want to get the car washed today. So today, as we focus on commitment, bring to mind one goal which you would like to accomplish. And let's commit to it now. Commit to accomplishing your goal. Use the word commitment. Commitment is a powerful word. It gets your energy behind it. It is more than just an agreement to get something done. Commitment has power. Commitments are hard to break. When we are in love with another person, we make a commitment to them through the oath of marriage. Commitment are binding. We are committed to our partners, to death do us part, or whatever your vow was to your loved one. Commit to our goals. We are committing to our success. We strive to accomplish our goals, doing whatever it takes to achieve them. Sometimes our commitments to our goals, dreams, and heart's desires require a sacrifice, something in which we are willing to give up to get there. Maybe we're giving up hours of our day as we commit to doing the work to achieving the goal. Maybe it's a financial sacrifice as we budget our money to save for that big purchase, buying the house, the new car. What are you prepared to do to achieve your heart's desires, to achieve that which you are committed to achieving? Let's explore that a little bit more deeply through a moment of silence. Yes, we are committed to achieving our goals, our heart's desires, and we are grateful for our commitment, which helps us to demonstrate in the world our strength, our fortitude, what we are made of. For commitment requires strong self-discipline, to remain on the path of achievement. Commitment requires persistence to continue to do the work that it takes to achieve, to persist through struggles, challenges. That drive to accomplish. As we are committed to our goals, we build strength within our soul, the strength to overcome. The strength of determination. Real commitment takes courage, sacrifice, and perseverance. Perhaps your goal is one that requires you to stretch out of your boundaries, to make a statement in your life, to make a statement to others, that I can and will do this. That takes courage. Courage to commit to your heart's desires. To grow, to stretch, to be that person you've always dreamed of. And the benefit that you will receive when you achieve is a satisfaction of success. You have developed that confidence that knows that you are successful. And you can be grateful for your commitment that shows the exact person that you are, that courageous, strong, powerful achiever. When you are committed to to your heart's desires, to your goals and dreams. Anything is possible. As you continue to do the work that it takes to achieve, as you continue to have your vision set on success, as you continue to do the work, the action steps, the tasks, all those parts that it takes to achieve. Where we see that commitment is a powerful force that pushes us, that drives us. We use commitment to motivate us. When we want to get something done, we say we are committed to it. And we stand behind that. Stand behind our goals as we see the strength it requires. Let us explore that more deeply through a moment of silence. Yes, we are grateful for your loving presence, dear God, that guides us to achieve our heart's desires. We are grateful for your presence that is behind our commitments, that as we are committed, we utilize and express your power through us as we get our mind, body, and spirit behind our goals. We enlist the entire power of the universe to guide us, to support us in achieving them. We utilize our strength, our God-given strength, to achieve, to complete, to be successful in our goals and in our lives. And we are grateful for the power of commitment, for the power of your presence, and the power of all that is. As we say, thank you, God, and amen. So today and every day, use the power of commitment to drive you, to inspire you, to keep your focus on your heart's desires, committed to your relationships, your self-esteem, to be committed to your values, committed to your spiritual growth, committed to fill in the blank. We can use the following affirmations to help us to continue to be focused on commitment. I am grateful for my commitments, for they help me to grow and expand. I am grateful for my commitments, for they help me to grow and expand. I am grateful for my commitments, for they help me to grow and expand. My commitments enrich my life. My commitments enrich my life. My commitments enrich my life. Use these affirmations or others that you might write yourself to keep you focused on achieving. Affirmations are a powerful tool to keep our mind in a positive state, to keep us from drifting off into focusing on the challenges. This is difficult. Or why am I doing this? Use affirmations to keep your focus. So as we bring this time of meditation to a close, we collect all that strength that comes from commitment, all that gratitude that we feel for achieving our goals. We bring all that energy back with us, for we know that those energies are available to us at any time of any day, simply by turning back in to our heart centers. So as we become more outwardly oriented, as we bring our attention back into the present moment, as we become more awake, alert, alive, enthusiastic, we begin to wiggle our fingers, wiggle our toes. We begin to feel the chair beneath us. As we become more awake, we feel the feelings of love and gratitude in our heart. We approach this day with a smile upon our face, grateful for our commitments, grateful for taking this time for deeper communion with your soul, for some time with commitment. I am grateful for sharing this gratitude gem meditation with you today. I invite you to continue on your journey of gratitude, perhaps visiting our website at believeingratitude.net, where you'll find more articles and information about how to keep gratitude in your life. There you can sign up for big groups, Believe in Gratitude groups, a bi-monthly online meeting. We have more in-depth study of gratitude. And in the second half, we have gratitude masterminding, where you get gratitude support for the achievement of your goals, your heart's desires, your commitments. Gratitude groups meet Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the comfort of your own home, online on your computer. We invite you to look and visit our sister site, theachievementprocess.com, where we're all about achieving your heart's desires, goals, commitments, whatever those may be. On that site, you can request a free goal achievement checklist, how to prepare your mind, body, and spirit for achieving your heart's desires. So as always, we are grateful for providing ways to have a grateful day. Like us on Facebook at The Grateful Universe or The Achievement Process. So as you approach this day with gratitude, do so with love in your heart. and a smile on your face, approaching all those you meet with gratitude. You'll be sending a blessing and receiving a blessing as well. So as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are. And thank you.